T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, everyone is talking about these couple of plays. So I figure we get Pereira up because he's the best common sense guy about the rules. You see him on Fox, former official, and former guy used to run the rules when the rules used to make some sense in the league, which they don't anymore. Mike, everyone's going crazy, and the NFL's backing these guys up, which we all know is nonsense because they don't want to. Once you admit publicly you made a mistake, then it's open season, so they don't want to do that. Here's the issue. You got to let these guys play football, or you have to decide that the quarterback's dead as soon as you hit him. Which one do you like? Do you like the idea of going back to the older rules, or if you want to protect the quarterbacks, then there's no more quarterbacks making plays. Once they get hit, you blow the whistle, and then there's contact, and we're done, and they don't have to take the quarterback down anymore. They just got to grab him. What makes sense now with what's – because what's going on isn't going to make sense. It's chaos, and people are crazy. I got friends telling me, I'm not watching the games anymore. This is ridiculous, not football. And let's be honest, that play with Matthews, either one, and yesterday's again, I looked at yesterday's 20 times. If he can't make that play, how's he supposed to play the game?
Well, I mean, I guess there's no way that you can say that you can make the play dead. And as I read somewhere, how about treating it like roughing the kicker, that as soon as the pass is thrown, you can't touch him. That's impossible.
Right.
You can't do that. What you got to do is you got to really figure out what's the problem here. I mean, how did this get to where it has gotten? Because I certainly fall in line with everybody else that you're trying to legislate something that can't be played. As a player, first of all, in the Clay Matthews thing with the hit on Cousins a week before, that's not even approaching a foul, in
right.
my opinion.
Mine either. Not mine
secondly,
either.
Secondly, when you're coming to this area of landing on top of the quarterback with most of your body weight, I'm okay with that if the defender, like, takes 3 steps with him cradled and then takes him to the ground.
Right.
But if it's all one motion, like Clay Matthews yesterday and others, I don't see how it's physically possible.
It's not. And he makes a proper play. He puts his helmet in the right place. It's a form tackle. He does everything right. You can't penalize him for that. You can't play football if you're going to penalize a guy for that play. You can't do it.
Right. And so we need to kind of find out what the hell happened here, you know, and how did it get to this point? Now, the competition committee made a point of emphasis about roughing the passer. And there's no question in my mind it was a reaction to the Anthony Barr hit on Aaron Rodgers that dislocated his shoulder,
right.
which I will still go to my grave saying that that's not a foul. But obviously
right.
they didn't like the result injury,
sure.
the result of that kept Aaron Rodgers out for basically the rest of the season.
Right.
So they made a point of emphasis about violently or unnecessarily slamming the quarterback to the ground
right.
or landing on top of him with all of most of your body weight. But here's the thing. Somehow, this needle got driven so far beyond what the competition committee wanted that there's the problem. I mean, I talked to a member of the competition committee yesterday who told me that he's talked to 5 other members or 6 other members of the committee, and they're all really kind of aghast at where it's gone because that was not their intent. And so when they left the league meeting, you know, all of a sudden now, once the game started, it's being officiated differently. You're leaving out the violently and unnecessarily portion of the rule, and it has gone too far. And, you know, somebody's pushed the needle. I don't know who's pushed the needle beyond what the competition
committee
wanted.
Well, what does it tell you, Mike? And we're talking about Mike Pereira from Fox. What does it tell you when they back those plays up and say there's no, that they're both penalties? I mean, how are they going
to? I really hate to say this. I hate to say this, but what it says to me is they've lost their credibility.
I agree. I agree.
You know that they're that to go as far as they did on the Clay Matthews play, you know, with Cousins, and say that it was the right call, and then to double down and send it out to the teams and saying that you can't wrap your hands around the backside of a player, pull him towards you, and scoop him to the ground.
That's such nonsense.
New language nobody's really
scooping,
ever heard of.
Scoop and drive. Where did we get that from all of a sudden?
Well, Baskin-Robbins, I thought. But, you know, but I don't know how it figures into playing the game. There's not a thing that Clay Matthews could have done really in either one of these.
I watched yesterday many times, and I'm telling you, there's nothing the guy can do on the play if he's going to make a play at full speed. There's nothing he can do.
Yeah, I talked to a defensive player who said, I get it if I get him wrapped and take two or three steps.
Yeah, Joe Turkey Jones, that's what we're talking about.
I get it. Well, you remember Tony Siragusa when he slammed Rich Gannon into the ground in a Raider game. You know, that's when – see, the rule always said it was always lift and drive.
Right.
That was the thing. You lift the player off the ground and drive him into the ground and land on him with most or all of your body weight. Well, it's gone to just basically land on him.
Is there any way in your mind, and you know this better than anybody, you're better at this than anybody because you've been on the field and you know it and you've been in the room and you know what the practicalities are. Is there any way that they can protect the quarterback and make this in any way equitable for the defender? I mean, I can't see what it is. I mean, unless you can turn it into flag football,
The only thing I would say, Mike, is that, you know, first of all, you look at it and say, you know, the Clay Matthews, either one of those in those games, they're not fouls. They're
right.
not fouls. Where this came from, and you know, that those two aren't fouls, regardless of the fact that they sent it out to the clubs. And then secondly, I would try to divide these plays by saying all one motion tackle that is not late, all one motion tackle. If your body weight lands on the quarterback, that's almost the way it has to be. Nothing else could be done. I mean, that's gravity. You take a quarterback who has no force against you, he's just going to collapse, and it's impossible really to turn your body. So I would draw the line between all one motion and taking steps and driving them into the ground. I can't speak for Al Riveron. I don't know how the meeting, I mean, how the needle moved so far, but I do think it was somebody within the league. But I was in the booth with Joe and Troy on Sunday in Seattle, and we had the hit that was called for a Dallas player that landed on top of the quarterback, and then we had a push down of the quarterback.
Right.
It was just a push out, and Troy and Joe are furious. I mean, they're like many of the people in the media and the broadcasters, and they're like, this is not a foul. What's going on here? And I can't, even if I really tried to turn them around, I can't, because the league in their eyes has lost. They've lost the credibility because
we have quarterbacks saying these are not penalties,
and you have the quarterbacks that are ones that are being the hit. That are being hit that says it's not. You have Clay Matthews coming out publicly and saying the game is soft. It's really like Troy said, the league, it's like the league, or Joe may have said, the league can't get out of its own way, you know, and they could have stopped some of this if they wouldn't have so strongly gone on the Clay Matthews hit to say it was the right call and send it out to the teams, yet not fine them, you know, and so you know, a little bit of a mixed signal.
They can't get
there,
themselves out of it, but they have to back off this, because you know what? Everyone who's been around this league forever, I don't care if you're a coach, a player, media, whoever, every one of us knows what's going on here, and we know that they don't want to admit a mistake, but we all know this is nonsense. It's utter nonsense when you have the quarterback saying it, the coaches saying it. I mean, Mike McCarthy, I mean, he had a right to be as crazy as he was yesterday. I mean, 2 weeks ago, it cost them the game completely. The game was over. I mean, this is coaches' lives we're dealing with here. You know this. I mean, you know, back years ago, Dennis Erickson lost his job on a play, and he wasn't one of my buddies, but lost a job on a play where he got screwed on a call that was the worst call of all time, and it cost him his job. I mean, and got fired. So these guys, these are these guys' jobs that they're talking about here now. I mean, it's
well,
crazy.
But let's also understand, like here, you know, I do kind of feel bad for the referees because they're doing what they're told to do.
Oh, I agree. I'm not even making it a referee thing. I'm not even making it an official thing. I think they're being instructed, and I think they're trying to protect what are a very soft group of inexperienced officials, too, which they're afraid of, too, this year, which we knew you called was going to be an issue. But I think that they feel, oh, if we blink, we're dead. We're dead on this if we blink, so they're not blinking. But it doesn't work that way. It's not going to back anybody off. See, the NFL long ago lost its ability to come out with a ruling and think they could back anybody off. Everyone knows they're full of it now. So they don't. Years ago, they would back you off with a ruling. They'd say, you know what, here's who it is. We were right. And people say, oh, well, the league backed it up. No more, because we know the league will back up nonsense now, and that's what they're backing up here. They're backing up nonsense. These calls can't stand. You can't play football this way. It's just not fair to these guys. I mean, it really isn't. And I don't know what the answer is. What I was wondering is, do you see any remedy? Like someone said, well, maybe if we make it that once you put your hands on the quarterback with two hands, you stop, we'll blow the whistle. That's almost impossible to do, right?
Well, then then they're going to do that. And then when you have that's maybe one thing with Tom Brady, but when you got Cam Newton and you got these guys that can run, you're going to take away their ability
to break a play. Absolutely. Yeah. So then you're going to be screaming about that. Absolutely.
Listen, you said it, I think, somewhere in the beginning. You know, common sense has to prevail here. I mean, and it has to prevail even in the eyes of the referee. I don't think we'll see any of the Clay Matthews type calls that we saw for the Cousins hit, which caused the Packers the game. I don't think we'll see that again, regardless of the fact that the league sent it out to the clubs and said this is a no-no. I mean, there is a common sense realm that referees can figure in to say, no, that's not violent. That is not unnecessary. And I don't think we'll see that really called again. What I want to see, and I don't know if it's the competition committee that maybe gets involved and says, hey, you've gone too far here, because let's think about last year, and I thought about this earlier today, when it came to instant replay and New York was making the decisions, they were way too technical. I mean, they were overturning calls that shouldn't have been overturned, and the uproar was incredible. Well, about two-thirds of the way through the season, somebody finally got to them and said, all right, listen, this is not right. You've got to go back to the standard that, you know, that it has to be clear and obvious to overturn, and they did, and they made that adjustment. So hopefully somebody walks into the officiating department, whether it's a commissioner or a competition committee member, and says, we need to have a discussion here, but this is out of line, because you cannot legislate something like this, which no one thinks is a foul, which no one thinks that a defender has an ability to do something different. We've lost our way here. And I'm going to hold out hope that that can happen.
You think that there's a chance that we will see them back off this in season? You still think there's a possibility that could happen?
Mike, we'll never know it, but I do think it's a possibility.
Okay, so they'll just do it quietly.
Right.
Okay. Well, listen, we'll chat again. Thanks very much. As always, you do a great job with us. Thank you.
You got it, Mike.
Thank you. Mike Pereira. So he admits it, and he says the league has lost its credibility with it. Totally agree. I don't know. You know, let's see if they can figure out a way, as he said, quietly to go to the teams and say, listen, here's what we're going to officiate. Here's what we're going to call. Here's what you can do. Here's what you can't do. We'll keep it to ourselves, and we'll move forward. Hopefully that's the case. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.